Here you fight your battles. Here you fight your battles. Here you fight your battles. If you would only trust him, trust him, trust him. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. KDC here, KDC Movement, wanted to come on really quickly and just encourage somebody. A good sister friend reminded me the other day to update my thinking, not to just trust the process, but to trust God in the process. Over in Proverbs, it tells us to trust God in all our ways and lean not to our own understanding. And it tells us that he will direct our paths. In all our ways, acknowledge him and he will direct our paths. So I want to encourage somebody on this morning to trust God in the process. Not just trusting the process. And I get it. That is a common phrase that we often say. I'm trusting the process. No, I'm trusting God in the process. I may not understand it. I may not like it. But I'm trusting God in the process. Yes, it may hurt. It may not feel good. It may feel uncomfortable. But I'm trusting him in the process. When I looked up the definition of trust, it stated to be a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. A firm belief in the reliability. There's an old song that says, I can depend on God. If I can depend on nothing and no one else, I can depend on God. So if I'm trusting God in the process, that means that I am relying on him. A firm belief. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So I am relying on him, his truth, his promise, everything that his word said. I'm relying on it. I'm standing on it. Is it always easy? No. But I got to stand on his word and trust him throughout whatever it is that may be going on in my life, whatever you may be facing. I promise you, it'll be worth it after a while if you just trust God in this process. Just trust God. We don't have to understand it. We don't have to see what God is doing. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. I don't have to see it. I don't have to feel it. But I know that I know. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God, I'm trusting you through this process. There are some times that you may want to scream. There are some times that you may want to cry. There are some times that you may want to throw in the towel. But I double dog dare you to just begin to trust God right through here. Just trust him. Just trust him. He can handle it better than we ever can if we just trust him. Give it to him. Take our hands off of it. See, that's where we begin to mess up, when we put our hands on it, when we put our thoughts on it, our thinking, our opinions. No, trust God. Trust His word. Work His word. Apply His word daily. Trust God in the process. I love you all. Be blessed.